farming. Of course, he come from the Army home in 1920. He was World War One. And me and him farmed here together. We never, well, we'd have a little, maybe like a little argument about something, but whichever one got the best of it, he just give one, go ahead on. We just give and take. We never did have no fights or fusses, or you might say.
Well, that's something.
Now, we worked here all our lives. We never was amazed at one another. We couldn't speak to one another.
There's a lot to be said for that, even for folks that's family.
That's right. Now, me and him never did fall out over nothing.
Well, I come from a family that's kind of close too. You know. We got kind of farming background in our family too. Now we were talking about the axle and stuff like that. Did something come back that the Haynes were hitched to? You know that kept the traces.
You mean? Oh yeah. You had four wheels on your wagon.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you had a thing made here like a, what they call a fifth wheel. And then you had a coupling pole, they call it, one from your back up here, and you had a rocking bolster up here, and a pin went down through here.
Yeah.
And all right, you had two more things out here like this.
Uh-huh.
And then you had a tongue where you goes up that way.
Yeah.
And run a rod through this. And then you put your hole through this, and you put your, what they call a double tree on that.
Uh-huh.
And then you had a single tree out here, and a single tree out here. And this went between your mules, and they was hitched to these, see. And then you had a, what they call a neck yoke up in front of them to hold the tongue up.
Yeah. That's something. I bet those old wagons are... Have you ever been to Stuttgart and seen that? I've seen a little of that stuff and stuff.
No, I didn't pay. That's one place I don't go out. I went over at the stores, but I've never been around. You go out over see it. You, I guess you've seen a wooden wagon, haven't you?
Sure, my grandfather used to use
them. There's a thing then, but in dry weather, if you want to get some work out of one, you just let the tires get loose on and go to haul something, and they'd be running home and knocking them back on.
Yeah. And, you know, I hear they used to, you know, when the wheel, the rim would get
soaking water.
Tired, soaking water.
That's right.
Had to tighten it up.
I pushed it back in the bow down there many times, let it still on that to soak up where the tire wouldn't run off.
Yeah. I tell you what, nowadays, I don't know, there was a lot of ingenuity in things just went into running a farm and being, you had to use your own personal gumption.
That's right.
You know, your own gumption. Nowadays, you go to all sorts of specialists and things
like that. Yeah. Nowadays, they got to go and have a soil testers and, you know, that junk to see what you need to put on your ground to make the crop grow.
Yeah.
And use poison and fertilize. We didn't know what fertilize was.
Well, the land here is...
They need no fertilizer on it then.
Is it good enough?
It was already good enough for the start. Now they hadn't used the fertilizer so much until they got to use it. If they don't use it now, it won't grow nothing.
Yeah.
And you take most of them nowadays. When I was a kid, the old folks, they'd let grass, you know, grow on the field just about like this before they ever turned it under. And that's what that was their fertilizer. But now they never let them grow on it.
They
keep it dusted up and all that kind of stuff. Nowadays, we used to grow hay, you know, and let that meadow grow up, and you turn it on, and that made fertilizer. And nature put the grass on there and let it grow up, and that made fertilizer. So they never did use no fertilizer. I guess 25, 30 years old before they was using anything about fertilizer.
Yeah. Well,